I had somebody come up to me in 60 Wall Street after a direct action meeting with a newspaper of a picture of a woman in hijab, like with a headscarf on, screaming at a protest. And this person comes up to me, this man comes up to me and says, she would never have had her mouth open in protest if it weren't for what we're doing here in New York. And I looked at him, you know, because I look like a little white girl, you know. I don't wear a headscarf. I have pale skin. I have, like, brown hair, you know. And, you know, I looked at him and I said, oh, really? And I just couldn't engage him in conversation after that, you know, after about 2 minutes, because he insisted that this movement started here, right? And I think a lot of people forget. And I think unless we make things like solidarity, international solidarity with Egypt, which means anti-capitalism, not making our economy stronger, but really critiquing how global capital is affecting people all over the world, how tear gas canisters get shipped out of Delaware to go shoot at Egyptian protesters and Egyptian resistors. I think until we start focusing on that and how, and, you know, it, and then we do have a duty, right? We have a duty to stop that because it starts here. It comes from here. So we have a duty and the ability to stop it. We need to make it our priority, though.
So just to end the show, I would just say that on every Wednesday at 4 p.m., that's the same time when the Wall Street bell rings, we ring the People's Bell right outside New York Stock Exchange. And we do that every Wednesday. And from now on, we're also going to start every Wednesday to meet at Zuccotti Park, 5:30 p.m., where you can go be engaged with different working groups or different affinity groups or different projects and actually figure out how we can move this forward.
And so if people want to participate and find out how they can join Occupy Wall Street or find what affinity group that's best fits for them, they can also go to Liberty Square and figure out who they can connect. And that's all the time we have for Occupy. This program airs Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. We want to say thank you to our chief engineer, Michael G. Haskins, and to our technical director for Occupy Wall Street Radio, Reggie Johnson. See you next week.
That's Occupy Wall Street Radio, heard here 6:30, half past the hour, right after the WBAI evening news Monday through Friday. You are tuned to listener-supported, commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Usually at 7 o'clock, you'd be tuning in to Off the Hook, news and information from the Hacker Underground with Emmanuel Goldstein. They were on last week with an expanded program, raising funds for WBAI as we're in our spring fundraising and membership drive. Same with the personal computer show that usually airs at 8 o'clock. They'll be back, I think, next week is the last week of the fundraising drive, so they'll be back to their regular schedules in the first week of June. Coming up next, a rebroadcast of a previously aired edition of the Gary Null Show, but I guarantee you, you don't want to miss that. And please stay tuned right at the top of the hour for the next program. I'm going to hand things off to Uncle Sidney. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss that. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up all ahead on WBAI. Gary Null, straight ahead on WBAI. Gary?
Hi, Michael G., and hi, everyone listening on WBAI. Thank you very much for being there. We're going to be raising funds this hour, but prior to that, I'm going to take a few moments because we had Dr. Nadia call in with a patient. We're going to go to her in a moment to see what she's been able to do with one of the people in this audience, one of BAI's listeners. But first, finishing up the last hour, I was speaking with Gerald Salante from Trends Journal, and Gerald has been accurate so many times about major events in over 300 different fields. And we were talking about what's really going on in Greece, what's the likely outcome there. Now, Gerald, could you give us your vision of what you see the likely the likely outcome in the next 24 to 36 months as far as our economy, as far as helping those who are in need, for example, those who are hungry, 12 million children, 48 million people on food stamps, 9 million homes are going to be foreclosed on, 9 million homes have already been foreclosed on, the value of the dollar, because what people have been is saving their dollars, and what's going to happen if China unloads dollars or they go off the dollar as the reserve currency. Could you give us your thoughts on these, please?
On the economy, in the United States, you're already seeing more talk about quantitative easing, which means dumping more digital money, not worth the paper it's not printed on, into the system. We already have interest rates at zero coming out of the banks. Mortgage rates are at record lows, and they still can't revitalize the housing market, of which you point out all the foreclosures coming in online. Then you look at, as I said, the unemployment numbers. They keep disappointing the experts. It's not going to get any better, and the jobs that are being created are paying low wages. Current events form future trends. Just pick up today's paper, listen to the news. HP is going to be firing 30,000 employees, and you're going to see more and more of that. They will do everything they can to stimulate this economy during the election year. Going over to Europe, it all ties together. The European crisis is not going to be solved by dumping more money into it, as such experts are suggesting, as Paul Krugman in his recent New York Times piece is recommending. That's all they could ever come up with to solve problems, is to dump more money into the system, and then with the arrogance of saying, well, you know, we could withstand 4 or 5% more inflation. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter to you. But everybody who's working and watching their real wages decline below 1999 levels as the price of everything is going up, it matters a lot. It's not going to be solved. And as for help, oh, yeah, there's going to be plenty of help out there. Everybody should be very, very appreciative of all the help that they're going to get if you're one of the too big to fails, if you're a recipient of corporate welfare, if you are one of the major companies that export products overseas. The Export-Import Bank just awarded them $140 billion, that's with a B, dollars worth of virtually no-interest loans to Boeing, to Caterpillar, to all those lovely companies, as all of us, we have to pay through the teeth. Where is the dollar going? Right now, what we're seeing is the equivalent of, with the euro down, you know, it's down like 126, $1.26 against the dollar now, keeps diving because of the euro crisis. So people are jumping out of the euro and into the dollar. This is temporary. It's the equivalent of, after the Lusitania is torpedoed, to jump out of it and have safe passage on the Titanic, because the dollar isn't worth anything either. So this is just a manipulative game, is why I believe gold prices will continue to go up. It is not in the interest of the central banks to see gold going up. And if you just look at this last week, we've seen a rebound in gold of almost $70. The central banks are trying to drive down the price of gold. Also, all of these hedge funds, these gamblers out there, big-time gamblers, have taken huge losses in other commodities, so they're bailing out of gold to cover their losses. That, to me, is why gold prices are going down and why I believe they're going to continue to go up. On other issues, we're looking at a formation of China, Russia, India, the BRIC nations, and South Korea, Brazil, South Africa. They're now talking. They've only had 4 meetings since the BRIC nations have been put together, and now what are they talking about? First of all, they're trading in their local currencies, so they're getting out of the dollars. They don't want the dollar to be the reserve currency, and nor should it be, because the dollar became the reserve currency during World War II, right near the end of it, with the Bretton Woods Conference, when the world was destroyed and the United States was the only major player in the game. We're no longer that major player. We're a nation that's $16 trillion in debt, warmongering, spending trillions of dollars in losing wars and starting new ones. They want their own currency, and not only that, trade in their own currency, they're also talking about a BRIC bank, a new central bank for them. Remember, this is only four meetings old. They're talking, as I said, they're bailing out of the reserve currency of the dollar, trading with intra-BRIC trading of their own currencies, and that's what the future is as we see it. And people, I believe, should be very cautious of what's going to happen, because I believe our minds are going to be distracted away from the economic turmoil that's going on with such phony issues, not phony issues, but not major issues, such as gay marriage, contraception, abortion. And the big one is going to be, I believe, they're going to start hearing louder and louder the war drums beating for war with Iran. Iran, since the United States and the EU, since they've put on their sanctions on Iran, their economy's fallen 12%. The oil production has fallen 12% in the first 3 months of this year, when Obama signed in the National Defense Authorization Act, of which the sanctions against Iran were put on. And by the way, those sanctions were passed by the U.S. Senate 100-0.
Wow. Gerald, thank you very much for sharing your insights. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary.
Gerald Celante, the website is trendresearch.com. The publication is Trends Journal. I'm Gary Nall. Before we go to our pledging of the day, I believe we may or may not have a patient on the line or a person who had received some counseling. Do we have that gentleman on the line?
No, I don't, Gary, but I certainly can do that. I just need somebody to let me know what's going on, and I can get that person on.
I was just told there was someone on the line, but I'm just listening on my headset, right. So we'll do that another time.
Okay.
Instead, we're going to go right towards helping WBAI, and we are, and let's see, but we're in day 18.
Mm-hmm.
We're 18 days in. We have under 2 weeks to go. So, Michael G., tell us what we're going to be offering today.
I wish I would be able to tell you, Gary. I've gotten no communication to date. I saw an email from Sharon, but I haven't gotten anything in here. I do believe I've seen a forward from her, but I haven't gotten any confirmation here at the station.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't you go ask Tony what we should be offering, because I don't know.
Yeah.
No. People haven't communicated with me today,
uh-huh.
And we'll find out. We'll find out in a moment, and then we'll come back and we'll offer that.
We'll
right? And I'll share some insights.
All right, great.
While we're waiting for Michael G. to come back, this is from the board's report, and this is the latest. This is Greece, no longer a nation, announces plans to become a social network. Quote, after struggling for months with an intractable finance crisis, Greece announced today that it would cease to exist as a sovereign nation and would instead reboot itself as a social network. The new entity, Fedibook, is expected to raise much-needed billions in an upcoming IPO. The social network, formerly known as Greece, announced that it would cancel its upcoming elections and instead install a CEO, a 24-year-old hacker from suburban Athens named Ciro. Speaking from the newly opened offices of Fedibook, Ciro explained how the social network would be attractive to the investment community in ways that Greece was not. Quote, we're keeping all the aspects of Greece that made it cool as a brand, the ruins, the Olympics, and the olives. He said, quote, we're just losing the things that were a drag on the Greek economy, namely the Greeks. He said under the new plan, all Greeks would cease to be citizens of Greece and would instead become friends of Fedibook. quote, they won't receive any government benefits anymore, but they'll be able to grow all that imaginary food they want. Well, and also he said that it's a good thing because, quote, we Greeks waste billions of dollars a year smashing plates after meals. Now, that's going to be done by an app. So that's from the Boris Report. Also, Michael G. is not back in the room. Let me share a few more things. This is from the ACLU, and it's a news update alert. It says, this was sent to my producer, and he gave it to me an hour ago. It says, today we have, this is from the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. It says, today we have a chance to stop a serious wrong. We can pass a new law explicitly banning indefinite detention on U.S. soil. No one anywhere in the world should be picked up by the military far from a battlefield and locked away without charge or trial. We may not be able to fix the problem for the whole world right now, but in the next 24 hours, we can make it clear that the United States is off limits to indefinite military detention. Ask your member of Congress to prohibit indefinite military detention, U.S., and support the Smith-Amish Amendment to the NDAA. Again, ask your member of Congress to prohibit indefinite military detention in the U.S. and support the Smith-Amish Amendment to the NDAA. A bipartisan group of House members is putting forward the Smith-Amish Amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. Make it clear that no U.S. president has the power to use the military to imprison people here in the U.S. without charge or trial and hold them indefinitely. Indefinite military detention in the U.S. is unconstitutional and illegal, and we don't believe that last year's NDAA allows it. But some top senators continue to think it is perfectly okay and permitted by the NDAA. The vote could come at any moment. We need to reach members of Congress right now. Congress is about to bring this year's NDAA to the House floor. Prohibit indefinite military detention in America. Tell your member of Congress to support the Smith-Amish Amendment. Your member of Congress needs to know that indefinite military detention in this country is wrong, unconstitutional, illegal, and that you won't stand for it. This is from Chris Anders, Senior Legislative Counsel from the ACLU, and we certainly support that. Michael G., are you back in studio? Yes? No? Not yet? Okay. Well, Michael G. will be back in a moment. Let me continue on. This is an interesting statement from research from Science Daily. It says, religion is a potent force for cooperation and conflict. Quote, across history and cultures, religion increases trust within groups, but it may also increase conflict with other groups, according to an article in the major science magazine. Moralizing gods emerging over the last few millennia have enabled large-scale cooperation and social-political conquest even without war. This is according to University of Michigan anthropologist and lead author of the study. Quote, sacred values sustain intractable conflicts like those between the Israelis and Palestinians that defy rational business-like negotiations, but they also provide surprising opportunities for resolution. As evidence for their claim that religion increases trust within groups but may increase conflict with other groups, the authors cite a number of studies among different populations. These include cross-cultural surveys and experiments in dozens of societies showing that people who participate most in collective religious rituals are more likely to cooperate with others, and that groups most intensely involved in conflict have the costliest and most physically demanding rituals to galvanize group solidarity and common defense and blind group members to exit strategies. Secular social contracts are more prone to defection, they argue. Their research also indicates that participation in collective religious rituals increases parochial altruism and, in relevant contexts, supports for suicide attacks. They also identify what they call the backfire effect, which dooms many efforts to broker peace. In many studies that they cited, they carried out with colleagues in Palestine, Israel, Iran, India, Indonesia, and Afghanistan, they found that offers of money or other material incentives to compromise sacred values increased anger and opposition to a deal. So that's that. Michael G., back in studio.
Yes,
Michael.
I am. And Gary, I was able to do a little bit of running around to find out what's going on and what we'll be offering this afternoon. And I really don't know much about this premium, Gary. I'm going to certainly have to rely on you. The Heavenly Hair Cleanser and Heavenly Hair Repair package available for a $100 contribution. That's what I'm understanding we're offering this afternoon.
Okay, good. All I needed to know is what it is.
And, okay.
And I can take it from there for a while. First, in order for anyone to say, why should I be interested in this? Well, we have to ask, do you shampoo your hair? Everyone does. They have hair. And for those who have hair, do you care about the quality of your hair? Well, every study shows that people care a great deal about their hair. In fact, we spend tens of billions of dollars on hair and skin. We spend more on hair and skin products than we do on vitamin supplements. The trouble is, we are frequently sold an illusion. We're sold an image of what beauty should be or healthy skin or hair should be. Recently, I was out supporting our sister station, KPFK in Los Angeles, with two brand new film premieres. And I had about 4 hours in between the two films. And I asked a cab, take me down to Rodeo Drive, because there's a juice place right at the top, and I always stop there and get my juice for the day. And if you've never been to Rodeo Drive, it's not long. You can walk the whole thing in 10 minutes. It's just one street that goes straight down about, I'm going to guess, 8 to 10 blocks. And culminates in a little turnaround. Then you go come back up the other side of the street. Just a normal street, nothing special about it, but very expensive shops, some of the most expensive shops in the world. And I stopped at two that had beauty products, and I was asking, what's your most expensive shampoo? What's your most expensive conditioner? Hundreds of dollars. And I looked at the ingredients, beautifully packaged, no question about that. And then when I'm looking at the ingredients, I'm seeing sodium lauryl sulfate and laureth sulfates, I'm seeing ammonium, I'm seeing polymers, and TEA, which is a chemical, sodium TEA, artificial flavors or fragrances and artificial colors, and yet these were on the most expensive bottles they had. If you watch many of the products being advertised that are shampoos on television, you'll see, more often than not, a very famous actress or a model, and hair that's absolutely perfection. It's soft, it's thick, it's lusterful, it's beautifully shiny, colorful. All right, and so that kind of convinces us. And then they'll make some kind of claim, show you a little diagram of something. But the reality is that most of this stuff is made in a factory over in New Jersey, where there's one big computer, and they'll punch in a formula, and little squirts of this, that, and the other chemical comes out until they fill a vat, and these are bottled from that vat. Then in comes the next production order, and little squirts of this, that, and the other, all synthetic stuff. Well, that's the reality. So the reality is, in my world, when you buy this stuff and you don't know what you're buying, including a lot of stuff sold in health food stores, you're buying an illusion. So I thought about that, and I thought, as an inventor who's invented over 300 inventions, how can I make something better? And then I started looking at the rules about the number one ingredient by volume must be labeled first on the list and then second by volume, second, etc. And I started saying that the number one ingredient, most of these cosmetics were not good ingredients or were like water. So I said, well, what will really clean hair? What will clean the scalp? What will give you the healthiest, cleanest scalp possible? And I started looking at the science behind all this. Now, as a scientist, I studied all the literature, and then I went about what would take me about 3 years, all told. I wanted to get an aloe vera, a whole leaf aloe vera, because of all the chemistry and all the science behind what aloe vera does. And there was only one place that I could find this in the United States that was certified organic, and that was down the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. So that is where the number one ingredient in this shampoo comes from. The number one ingredient on the label is whole leaf aloe vera. And this is a concentrate. It's organic, blended along with the herbal infusions of oat, horsetail, nettle, hawthorn, comfrey, ginseng, licorice, and grapeseed extracts. So that's what makes this powerful. But then I wanted a special patent system, a lysosome delivery system, which gives phospholipid lecithin and also MSM from an organic sulfur and jojoba oil and pentothal, which is provitamin B5, and hydrolyzed quinoa, the grain protein, and then what is called a cocoa polyglucose citrate. In reality, that may sound chemical, but it's just coconut. And then the soapberry extract and vegetable glycerin, and then a complex using bilberry and sugar cane and sugar maple and orange and lemon extracts, and then the essential natural oils of cherry and almond bark. So that's what's in this product. Now, this is a shampoo. It's a big bottle. It's 18 fluid ounces. It's called Heavenly Shampoo, a hair cleaner. And that's what I'm offering today on this program. There's nothing like it. You're not going to find it in your local health food store. Now, to go with it, I have a conditioner. And once again, I wanted to do a conditioner that's never been done before, a 3-in-1 conditioner for men and women. I call it Heavenly Hair Repair. Now, you look at your conditioner right now, and you look at the top ingredients. Now, listen to the top ingredients in exact order from this one. And remember, this conditioner is a natural, multi-purpose conditioner. It's designed to repair and nourish your hair with botanical extracts and antioxidant vitamins and minerals and proteins. It adds moisture and luster by delivering rich emollients and helps balance sebum production, and it helps reverse the effects of daily assaults on the hair from the sun and pollution and harsh synthetics, chemicals, and excess heat. And so the number one ingredient, microcluster electrolyzed water, a lysosome delivery system, and then hydrolyzed wheat and quinoa proteins, hydrolyzed or metafoam seed oil, and retinoic palmitate, which is vitamin A, and oat beta-glucan, and silica, and behenic acid, which is a botanical, and aloe vera concentrate, horsetail, biotin, a hydrolyzed mucopolysaccharides from cellulose, essential oils of cherry and almond and vanilla. So I will say this, by using the shampoo and the conditioner, I know of no other shampoo or conditioner for any amount of money that is superior to these or more natural. Because do you know any other product out there where they can say they grow their own ingredient? Well, I do, down in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I even put a video so you can see how it's grown and how it's extracted. Every single step is shown, no secrets. How the herbal infusions are added. So this is, in my opinion, the healthiest, most natural, cleansing shampoo there is, period. My nature is not to do something someone else has done better, but to do something that no one's done and do it better. So I believe now we at least have these. My strength is in creating solutions to problems. My weakness is in marketing. I don't market any of this stuff. I don't have any sales force out there knocking on doors, getting it in places. No multi-level, no ads on television, radio, news, print. Those who know I have it, fine. Those who don't use it. But that's true of all the stuff. And my schedule of doing my documentaries, investigations, and all the other stuff, and rallies and marches, I don't have time to run around and do any promotion of any of this stuff. So they ask for it, and I'm giving it today on the air here. And it's given at my cost. There's no profit made. So what do we have? We have a shampoo that sets a whole new standard, that raises the bar. We have a shampoo that the people are interested in making a profit first by selling an illusion with photoshopping and hiring models and expensive ad campaigns can't begin to touch, because they want something that's inexpensive. They want to put the cheapest possible ingredients into a jar with the most beautiful labels and packaging and promotion. So their substance is 1%, their promotion is 99%. Mine is 99% substance and 1% promotion. In fact, none of you even knew that I had this, and I've had this for over 15 years. So today, when I was asked, we'll use this, fine. We'll use this as a premium because we've never offered it before. But here's what I'm going to do, Michael G., and I'm going to do something completely different. I want people to know more about their hair and skin than what they do now. I did a series of studies. I did a series of studies to help address a question. Can we, with lifestyle modification, change the outcome of graying, thinning, and balding of our hair? The first study was done 15 years ago. About 5,000 people showed up. Only 1,200 qualified. We had physicians there and scientists measuring people's hair, examining it with high-powered lights to see did they qualify. Well, those who qualified got in, and those who didn't were told we're sorry. At the end of a year, for those who stuck with the protocols, not everyone did, but for those who did, we had measurable improvements in things that had not been done before, ever. We were able to regrow hair in bald people. The oldest person in the group to grow hair who had been bald for at least 20 years was an 84-year-old gentleman, and his hair was brown. We had people who had salt and pepper hair came back to their natural color. We had auburn and redheads and blondes, and one guy platinum hair, an actual natural platinum. And we had black hair. People whose hair was thinning, it thickened out. The whole insight on that. And what was interesting is the skin improved too, but we weren't measuring skin, just hair. I did that study a second time, but this time, because so many people told us in their diaries that their skin cleared up, aging spots and wrinkled skin, that this time we actually measured the skin improvements, and indeed we found them. So what I'm going to do today, for anyone who calls WBAI at that number, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, for $100, you're not only going to get the shampoo, a large bottle that should last you several months, and hair conditioner together. You're also going to get free from me my program, my DVD, on the hair care, which also includes skin. Now, that's normally a $40 value. I'm giving that free. And I was asked, would I give that as a premium at $75? And I said no, because I'm giving it free. So the station isn't charged for that. I pay for it. You're helping the station. The station's giving you your shampoo and conditioner, and I'm giving you a video about hair and skin. So if you're concerned about thinning, graying, balding, this will help you tremendously, as it has others. In fact, the actual study, the support group, which was a clinical study, was accepted for publication and review, and I was invited to be the keynote speaker at a scientific conference, some 7,000 scientists in Las Vegas, to present my findings, and I did so. And it was interesting how many people in medicine and science from aging, anti-aging centers around the world were there, and they found it almost impossible to believe that something as simple as lifestyle modification could cause this. And I said, oh, but you have to understand what I call the laws of compensation, which to the degree you have any imbalance, whether it's genetic or trauma or viral, bacterial, you have to exceed that. And so a whole discussion then led for almost 2 hours after my 25-minute presentation out in another room packed discussing transfer of energies, which is my real specialization. That's the future. That is the future of everything that is progressive. So you're getting that tape free. Free. And you have never heard me mention that on the air here. So call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and ask for Gary shampoo and conditioner. All right? And you're going to get the hair and skin tape free. That's it. Michael G., over to you.
All right. Thanks very much, Gary. So the Heavenly Hair Cleanser, Gary Knowles, Heavenly Hair Cleanser and Gary's Heavenly Hair Repair. That's for a pledge of $100 tax-deductible contribution to the station, 212-209-2950. I see these calls coming in now. It is quite amazing to see. Now I see 6 and 7 calls, and we've just started this afternoon. We're only going to be here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, it's a finite amount of time.
Mind you, we didn't get started till 21 minutes
after.
Well,
yes, that's right, and weren't here yesterday. We did fantastic the last time we were on, Gary. $10,000, you realize.
$10,000, number one in the whole drive.
And $10,000, Gary, on, you know, that wasn't the, you know, brand new thing out of the box.
That was the 7th time that had been offered in 7 previous marathons.
I mean, it's just a
I didn't think there was any juice left
listener.
In that orange.
Yeah, that's what you said. And new listeners, what's showing us is that new listeners are tuning into your program, and the word is getting out about the program and about the station. And you know, we all can share in that.
Didn't you hear it said that we have more new listeners to my show than any other radio program in America?
Yes, that's true.
More than Howard Stern, they're dying, and all the other people are losing audience, and we have numbers. You heard him say the numbers of new listeners. It's something like 200 new listeners,
new
not
listeners.
Old. This
yeah,
is only since
right.
March 15th, 247,000 new listeners. That's more than all of Pacifica's listeners combined on 860 programs. And yet yesterday, we weren't on the air raising funds. How about that? Yes. Man, I don't understand it, but I guess there are wiser people than me out there. In any case, let's get the phones rolling because we're giving people something that works. We're giving people something they can benefit from. I mean, look, when I'm on the road and I ran out of shampoo and then I couldn't get it because they confiscated it in one place where I was, I tried everything. I've tried putting it in smaller bottles.
Yeah.
No, you can't let this, you know, this is not, and we don't have a scale and it doesn't look like it's three ounces. But then I try to look around for anything, and then I find it's very hard. I have very thick hair, I have very long hair, but they got to understand, I was going bald. I have male pattern baldness. Every one of my uncles and brothers and father, all my family, all the men, and that's a lot of them. Uncle Myron, Uncle Howard, Uncle Errol, and Uncle A.K., and all these guys, Uncle George, two Uncle Georges, my dad. You're talking about 11 guys in my family, all bald.
Mm.
I mean, bald. And I was going bald at the age of 22, and I didn't smoke. I'd never taken drugs, didn't drink, ate healthy, exercised, and I couldn't stop it. It was not until I... and made an invention. I won't even go into that because I don't want to sound like I'm promoting it. So I won't mention it. But did I stop this? And then not only stopped it, I reversed it. I mean, I got such a thick head of hair and my fingernails grow and they're clean, clear, smooth, and hard. No feckles in there, no ridges, no breaking, no brittleness in fingernails, toenails. Skin smooth. And I don't say this to brag. I simply say it because of cause and effect. You look at something that happens, you think, wow. And I use my protocol in those study groups. And that's what they're going to get in this video. It's amazing when someone says to me, I had these very bad aging spots on my skin, and the doctor suggested these on my shoulders I should get surgically taken out because they might be precancerous. And I didn't want to have to do that. And 12 months later, they're gone. A woman had warts for over 22 years. They dropped off her hands. All kinds of wonderful things happen because you're changing the whole biochemistry. And the skin is benefiting. The hair is benefiting. So I want people to have beautiful, healthy skin and hair. And by doing the protocols in the information and the tape you're getting, that will help you. And that's free. You're not paying $40 for it. You're getting it for free. It's my gift today. The station didn't pay me for it. No, I'm giving it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want to see people get healthier. And you know why? Because, A, I love people, yes, but also I found something out a long time ago. And I feel this is a very important story to tell. At the very beginning of my career in New York, I was just a kid, very naive. And I was asked, would I go out, since I was the editor without pay of Caveat Emptor, the first major consumer publication of its kind in the United States, would I go out and do some debating against DDT? I said, sure. And every time I go to debate, I'd have to take a Greyhound bus someplace, down to Pittsburgh, to Philadelphia, to Atlanta, Cincinnati. There'd be some medical doctor and scientist to say, well, we're doctors and we're PhDs, you know, and you're what's your background? Sorry, sir, I don't have any technical background. Well, then why should we believe you? And the hosts were very condescending and insensitive and unkind. And sometimes, Michael G., I'd walk out of these debates and I'd just feel sick in my stomach. Hmm. Just felt like someone just whacked me right in the gut. And I think, why am I doing this? And I'd be going back to New York and thinking, you know, man, that didn't seem good to the public because they're going to go for the credentials and the person that seems to know what they're talking about, not the person who does. So anyhow, one time this guy said to me, after a debate on the David Susskind show, where I debated a quackbuster, made him look like an idiot, and he wouldn't debate anymore. And this guy said, look, get yourself some credentials. Then they'll take you seriously. So I went back to school, and I got my background and my degree in dietetics, and I got my BA in nutrition, and got my PhD and then graduate studies, and done in human nutrition, public health science, and then became a scientist. I did all this stuff, right? Became a clinician, board certified, published in peer-reviewed literature, did original research, you know, presented before scientific bodies. I passed all the criteria. And then a person said to me once, you know, Gary, you wasted all that time because no one's going to take you seriously no matter what you do, because they can't. If they give you any credibility at all, they are acknowledging the weakness in their own position. So you just wasted a lot of time and energy. And then I thought back on how many days and nights and hours I was doing homework and writing papers and going to attending classes all over the United States, accelerating in these. And I realized that gee whiz, we have now two ways of looking at something, official or non-official. And I keep hammering away, stop looking for the truth in official anything. This is the official detergent. This is the official car. This is the official suit of clothes. See, you buy it at Walmart, and it's only, you know, $29.95. Then unofficially, I say, is it made in America? No.
No.
It's made by slave labor in Bangladesh. But, mm-hmm. Hey, you shouldn't ask those questions, should you? And what about my soap? That's made with all kinds of irritants and toxic chemicals, and there are 63 average chemicals in a person's home that can cause cancer. And we're not going to tell you which ones they are, and we're knowing you're not going to read the label. And if you do read the label, you're not going to know what you're reading. Unofficially, read all labels. Mm-hmm. Know what you're putting on or into your body. Sure. And don't believe them when they say something can't be done, because I'm the one in the United States, the first scientist to prove you could reverse balding thing in graying. I did it, a large group of people, published it, presented it before a scientific conference. Now, a lot of people are following that. I can't tell you how many doctors, nutritionists, dietitians, life counselors are using those protocols, all right? Then when I invented the, for the first time, the really healthy shampoo ever and the conditioner ever, and people just swear by it, it's interesting. Then everybody says, well, we can do it. And then here's the rub. Yeah, you can. You can. You're willing to pay for it? Because are you willing to have a whole aloe ranch, 1,200 acres?
Yeah.
Are you willing to bring the rabbi in so it's all certified, every single step he's there to watch? Are you willing to have a sample of every aloe set aside for a week to then check with two separate biological tests to see if there's any bacterial overgrowth? Are you willing to send it out for a biological analysis to make sure it has 10,000 mucopolysaccharides per serving? Are you willing to make sure that you are certified organic? Are you willing to cold process this initially to get rid of all the tannins in there? Are you willing to do all this because this is all expensive, this costs you? Or do you want a synthetic chemical that costs you diddly squat that you can put in there but put a nice pay a fee and pay, get an actor or someone, put their face on a bottle and make it seem good? I says, yeah, you can do what I do, but you're not going to, because profit is first for you, quality of product is first for me. So we're light years ahead in making sure the best products are on the market, the first green stuff, the first red stuff, the first berry blast, the first of these. These weren't second or third or fourth generations Me Too copies. These were the first. Now you got 500 different green products. And they all say the same thing. We're like Gary Donald's green stuff. No, you're not. No, you're not. Do you want to show me your farm where you grow yours? Do you want to show me your processing? Do you want to show me how you take it from a liquid to a powder without heat at 88 degrees? Show it to me. Let me see it. Well, we can't show you that. Oh, do you get your green stuff from China? Chlorophyll, 20 years old. Well, we can't tell you that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so be conscious. Ask questions. I've made the best shampoo I can make. I've made the best conditioner I can make. I know of no other out there that comes close to it, no matter what the price. Mine's a simple product. It's not fancy. It's in a plain bottle. Why? Because I wanted to save money on the bottle so that it was the lowest possible price. Simple. Could put a fancy label on it, and then again, you got to charge $3 extra for that. Why do that when someone might not be able to afford it? It's what's in the bottle that counts. Took years to perfect this. Years. But now it's there. BAI audience never knew I had it. And you wouldn't have had I not been asked, Gary, you know, we don't have any new premiums. Can we use this? Fine. No problem. Anything that helps the station, I'm there to do to help. That's what we're here for. So now you have it, and we have only 16 minutes left. My goal today, Michael G., is to raise $7,000. If we raise $7,000 in what would amount to about a total of 29 minutes of pitching, we will keep on our track of having six straight 7,000 plus days, one 10,000 day, mm-hmm. and averaging 8,300 a pitch, which makes one through six in the top pitches in this fund drive. And that's important because that has helped. That extra $60,000 that we've raised for the station represents over 25% of its total input, which, considering we've only been pitching for a few hours, all told, 1.3% of the total hours pitched, means we're pulling our share of the load to help, and that's what each one of us on the air has to do. We each have to contribute. Correct. To the overall budget. Doesn't matter to us where the money goes. If it's going to go to pay A or B or the electric or a salary or to buy, you know, repair a piece of equipment, it's all well spent. I never question where the money is spent, because I know how hard everyone at the station works. I know how they're underpaid. I know how they're overstressed. I know how we're fighting against all of the other highly paid, perfectly groomed engineering rooms and studios and all the social media outlets, of which there are thousands, and all the people looking at those. And so we have an enormous responsibility to keep relevant. So where the dollars come from matters. How much comes matters. How they're spent to me, I'm sure they'll be spent appropriately. I'm not paid. I've never been paid in 29 years on BAI and 35 years on Pacifica. I've donated my time for free. So this is our day for you to call in now. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You're calling in for the shampoo and the conditioner. And with that $100 pledge, you're going to receive free everything I know about hair and skin. Everything that I did to reverse my male pattern baldness, to have the thickest hair imaginable and healthiest skin, wrinkle-free, tight, strong, healthy, resilient, and how thousands upon thousands of other people have benefited from this. Just ask anybody who's gone through any of the health support groups and ask them, your hair different, your skin different? Yeah. And you hear what they have to say. Mm. Also, could you tell me how many are on the phone, and could you call Luann? Because I believe that even though she's counseling a patient, she wanted to say a comment about how her hair looks after using the shampoo mm-hmm. and the conditioner.
Okay, I'll do that. As a matter of fact, I think I have Luann's phone number right here at my fingertips, and I'll get that in a moment. Let me just let folks know, again, you're listening to an expanded edition of the Gary Knowles Show. He's only going to be on until the top of the hour today, so we have to get moving. $7,000, it is an ambitious goal, but you know what? I know this audience will respond. It always has responded when the station is in need, when Gary asks for your support to support the station. You always respond. That number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Is that you, Luann? 212-209-2950. I guess not. I'll have to call her. 212-209-2950. The Heavenly Hair Care Cleanser, the Heavenly Hair Care Repair, Gary Null's Heavenly Hair Care Cleanser and Repair, for a pledge of $100, as well as the free DVD, Gary Null's free DVD on hair care and skin, for a $100 contribution to the radio station. Calls are coming in right now. I want this hair care and skin DVD. I didn't even know that existed, Gary, so I'm really interested in that. We have 10 calls on the line now at 212-209-2950. We may need some help answering the phones. I didn't get a chance to check in the tally room before coming on air.
12 minutes to go. 12 minutes, and this is the end of our pitch on this, that we won't be coming back to it. And my hope is that we will meet our goal, or the station will give a break after 30 days and maybe re-examine some of the there are other ways of helping the station, and hopefully they'll visit some of those. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Do we have Luann on the line?
Yeah, no, Gary, I'm trying to get that number. I'll get that. Get her on in just a moment. I'm trying to direct a listener that's calling on the on-air line to our pledge line. So just give me a minute to do that, Gary, would you please?
Okay, good. And let me tell you what's in this shampoo. And I want you, if you're at home now, go and get your shampoo. Even the one you bought at the health food store that you paid a lot of money for. Turn it over. What's the number one ingredient? What's the number two ingredient? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What are your top 10 ingredients? Because that represents the vast bulk of what's in there. Now, Google each of those ingredients and see what relationship they have to scalp or hair. Now, do the same. Hold me to a higher standard. Whole leaf aloe vera concentrate blended with an herbal infusion of oat, horsetail, nettles, hawthorn, comfrey, ginseng, licorice, and grapeseed extract. A patented lysome delivery system of phospholipid lecithin, of MSM, that is a methyl sulfofuraffane and methionine. It is an organic sulfur. Jojoba oil, that's J-O-J-O-B-A, jojoba oil. Panthenol, which is provitamin A or provitamin B5. Hydrolyzed quinoa protein. I'm aware of no one else that's ever used hydrolyzed quinoa protein in a shampoo, but there's a reason I did it. And then I'll give you the chemical sounding but completely natural coconut. It is called cocoa polyglucose. Cocoa, C-O-C-O, poly, P-O-L-Y, glucose, citrate. And then cocoa betaine. And then soap berry extract. And soap berry extract comes from the Jacuncilia berry, saponins. So there is what you get in the top ingredients. So this is indeed a natural product, a healthy product, and deep cleansing, nourishing, and revitalizing for men and women. It's a big jar. Here's what you're not going to read on my label. There are no harsh detergents or synthetic chemicals that can damage the hair and strip it of its protective oils. There's no sodium lauryl sulfate. There's no laureth sulfates. There's no ammonium or film foaming plastic polymers. There's no coal tar petrochemicals. There's no animal products. There's no parabens, no chemical sodium TEA. There's no artificial colors, no artificial fragrance. Can your shampoo say the same? On Rodeo Drive, the most expensive shampoo I've ever heard of, probably in the world, it had all these chemicals in it, but boy, it was packaged beautifully. Well, okay, then staple the package to your head. You know, it's what's in the package that counts, not the packaging, but boy, do we like the packaging in people. And from presidents to congressmen to celebrities to athletes, we love the package. Yeah, but what about what's in it? Give a call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We have just 7 minutes to go. And now Luann Panessi's on the line. Hi, Luann.
Hi, Gary. I'm listening to you talking about this, And I've been using the hair products now for several years. And I invite people to take a look at what my hair looks like. And I'm 58 years old. And usually after menopause, your hair gets brittle and thin, and not me. If you go to my website, metropolitanwellness.com, and you go to my profile picture under Meet Luann, that picture was just taken a few months ago. So I can tell you that, you know, when you actually read the ingredients and you see all the food colorings and the synthetic things and the carcinogens, the skin is a semi-permeable membrane. That means it absorbs the things that you put on it. Just like if you take a bath in chemicalized bubble bath, you know, it's all chemicals and it's going to go into your skin and it's going to affect you. So I feel really great when I wash my hair with the shampoo. It's just, oh my God, it feels silky soft. And, you know, aromatherapy is one of the up and coming fields these days. And when you are washing your hair and you're getting that aroma, it's just beautiful. It's wonderful because people like the smell of their shampoo to be great. So it's a wonderful product. Everyone should have it. So reasonable. You're supporting the station. It's just a win-win all around.
And have you seen your patients or others you know use the shampoo and conditioner?
Well, yeah. When I work with people, we don't just talk about diet and supplements. We talk about everything, personal hygiene, environmental hygiene, and I encourage them to use products that have all natural ingredients, the vitamins, utilizing all the plant extracts and getting away from all the chemicals. And they have tried it, and they love it. They've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people.
Thank you, Luann. I realized we took away from a patient, but thank you for calling in and sharing that input. We appreciate it. That's Luann Panessi, one of America's foremost holistic nurse educators and clinicians. And she says, go to her website and see, 58 years of age. She has no aspects of menopause at all. She was going through menopause and put her on a protocol, and she's reversed it. And you ought to see her hair. It's thick and natural and healthy and vibrant, as is her skin. So the people have to understand, you have to commit yourself to a healthier way of living. And that's why I included the video in there, for people to say, okay, now I got a good shampoo. I got the best shampoo and the best conditioner. Now what else do I do? All right, here's what else you do. Here's the steps you take. Here's the foods, the juices, the supplements that can make a difference that have in other people. That's why I'm giving that free as a gift to the people on BAI today.
Support
with a $100 pledge.
That's great.
212-209-2950. How many people are on the line now?
Now we have 10 people on the line. We have 5 available lines right now at 212-209-2950. Calling in, pledging $100, a $100 tax-deductible contribution for Gary Null's Heavenly Hair Cleanser, because you're getting both, the Heavenly Hair Repair, as well as the free DVD. Gary is including his free DVD on hair care and skin for a $100 contribution. Call that number right now. We're standing by. We only have a couple of minutes to go before the top of the hour. We'll be breaking at that time. Not sure what we'll do next week. I have my suggestion in on what we should do, and I hope you got that from Sharon, Gary, of what I think we should do next week. But we'll see. But we'll be here. The program, The Gary Null Show, is on Monday through Friday at 12 noon. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Let us hear from you now. You can pledge using Visa or MasterCard or American Express. It takes just about three and a half minutes to make those calls. Those pledges of support, financial support for this program, for this radio station, WBAI, 212-209-2950. Gary, we only have like 2 minutes left, and we have 10 calls on the line.
10. Well, we've had about 10 for the last, 20 minutes?
That's right.
So if it takes 3 minutes a call, even let's say 4, that would give us 5. That would be about $5,000. Our goal is $7,000. And that will help the station meet its goal. So that's good. And if they continue calling, you can continue calling after the next program starts, and it'll still be good. It'll be valid. We'll be able to support your pledge and give you your premiums. The premiums are ready, by the way. Premiums are sitting in a box in our office at 83rd and Broadway. So as soon as this marathon's over, they're going to jump up there, get them, and hopefully get them right out to you. The shampoo, big size, and the conditioner. And you don't need a lot of the conditioner, by the way, just a little tiny bit in the palm of your hand. And massaging the key with the conditioner. This is after you've shampooed your hair. Let it stay in there for about 3 minutes. Then rinse it out. That's very important. And always give your scalp a really good, vigorous massage when you are shampooing it. And you don't need two shampoos, just one shampoo with this one. All right, and there's nothing that's going to strip the hair, and there's no bleaches, there's none of the chemicals in this that you're going to find in your average shampoo, no matter what the price you pay. And please understand, out in America today, you're buying illusion. You're buying image. And that's where they put their money, because they don't have the substance. But we don't have any marketing people. We don't have anyone visiting stores. We don't have any of that. It's just one of those well-kept secrets, and that's fine. Don't mind. Give a call, because today that secret's out, and you can have it if you want. 60 seconds go. 212-209-2950. $100, shampoo, conditioner, and the video, which could really change your hair and skin. 212-209-2950. As we say goodbye, how many people are on the line, Michael G?
So we still have 10 calls. We have 5 open calls. I wish we could continue.
Have a nice day, everyone.
All right. Thank you so very, very much.
And you are tuned to WBAI in New York. WBAI in New York and WBAI.org on the World Wide Web. The time now is 7:59, and as Mike and Gary were saying, please, oh, I beg you, please, please call 1-212-209-2950. Let me put this, I hope that didn't hurt. Let's put the windscreen on there. Our next program, I should say, before I go any further, as your anonymous engineer, let's see, Wednesday night, the largest minority. Yep, the largest minority is on tonight from 9 p.m., live from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Okay, however, in mere seconds from now, we'll be hearing the Gary Null Show again, a rebroadcast from the 22nd. And this one, much to my gleeful amazement, is entitled The Oral Pleasure Package. My God almighty, they finally have a premium that we're really interested in. Yes, WBAI, BAI, WBAI, and WBAI.org. WBAI in its 52nd. Yes, my second child at 52nd year of happy and expensive existence is going to give you oral pleasure. Yes, indeed. Step right up. How will you have it? Boys and girls, time for you to go to bed, as Claude Kirshner and Clowney used to say. The grown-ups have something to discuss. Yes, Gary Null brings you oral pleasure, the oral pleasure package. I can hardly wait. Let me find my credit card. Because in seconds from now, WBAI will bring you the oral pleasure package. I hope to God this is what I think it is. So please, I beg you, please. Stay tuned.
And once again, you're tuned to WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM. WBAI, a continuation of the Gary Null Show. Gary, good afternoon and welcome back.
Hi, Michael, and all the people listening right now. First of all, thank you for giving us your time. We're very respectful of that. And we're going to make this hour as entertaining and interesting and insightful as possible. We are in day 23 of a 30-day pledge drive. I want to thank the audience. We're averaging, this program is averaging almost $9,000 a pledge. And when you consider that we frequently only pledge for part of 1 hour, the other day we only pledged for 31 minutes and raised $12,250, the most thus far in this drive. And we're very grateful for that. The station is. And what we're going to do today is something brand new. And again, it's because you have to align what a person needs with what you have. And if you have something that benefits people at a very high level of quality, then there's a synergy that works. Then hopefully the phones will ring. Hopefully things will happen very fast, meaning as soon as this drive's over, we have everything waiting, and there'll be an expeditious manner in which things can be gotten to you. And that's what our hope is. And that's what we'll do all we can to, you know, motivate and inspire people at the station to do. For you listening, we are going to, Michael G., do you have the DVD there?
No one has given it to me.
Then I can't play that. All right, then what we're going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about something that we all need. Clean teeth, healthy gums, fresh breath. But frequently we don't have. Now, everybody brushes their teeth.
Wait a minute.
Everybody.
Is this the oral pleasure he was talking about? Oh, man.
To clean. But I'm going to start right there because today we're going to offer you, as our premium, two premium gifts that are my own invention. I created these. As you know, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, I love inventing. In effect, it's not just inventing I like. I have invented the highway flashing safety sign around curves, the automatic fish feeder, the automatic fabric cutter, all kinds of interesting inventions over my lifetime. And now it's almost exclusively in the area of health and well-being and longevity. And I started to ask, why do some people have bad breath and some don't? And then I ask, why is it none of the animals that I have as companions? I take in abandoned little monkeys, for example. I have a licensed, federal and state license to do so. And I've done that my whole life. Why is it when they wake up, they have sweet breath? Well, shouldn't they have the same bad breath as a person? And why don't they have mucus coming out of their eyes and little mucusy strings between their mouth? Why isn't their tongue all white and coated? But it isn't. It absolutely isn't. So it got me thinking. And then as a scientist, I began to explore this. And after a period of time, I asked a bunch of people, including friends of mine, to keep a diary and see if different things they drank or ate affected their breath and for how long. And I got back a lot of interesting results. And that led me to create two things that work in synergy that really make a difference. I work with the Dr. Elmira Goodall. She is one of the best holistic dentists in the United States over on Weston Avenue. I worked also with Dr. Joseph Greer, another holistic dentist on Madison. I worked with Dr. Jay Durek. I came out to one of his lectures once, and he's attended some of the workshops I've done. And there have been probably six holistic dentists, and there are a lot of good holistic dentists, but those are the ones I personally know. And to get their feedback on what the most common conditions they're seeing when a person goes in to see a dentist, and is it better or worse than it was 10 or 20 years ago. And what they're all telling me is that they're seeing more people with receding gum lines, loose teeth, little focal infections, lots of cavitations, lots of bad breath, more mucousy tongues, white-coated tongues, more infections in their sinuses than ever before. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, a lot of this is completely preventable and they're not aware of it. And taking medications and antibiotics is not the answer. a proper education is. So, Michael G., here is the here are the two brand new, never before offered. I was asked this morning, would we offer these by Kathy Davis? And I said, fine, be happy to. I invented my own toothpaste. It's called Clean Teeth. It's an all-natural cherry mint toothpaste. There's no sugar, no saccharin, no artificial flavors, no preservatives, no fluoride. Yet it has natural whitening power. Now, what's in my toothpaste that makes it so radically different than anything else out there? Well, first, what is one of the earliest things that people always used historically? Calcium carbonate baking soda. Simple baking soda. There's nothing better. So that's my first ingredient. And then vegetable glycerin, then silica, then myrrh extract, and guar, and peppermint oil, anise oil, menthol crystals, eucalyptus oil, clove oil, xylitol, echinacea, organic tea tree oil, aloe vera gel, calendula, bloodroot, bee propolis, grapefruit seed extract, and citric acid. That's it. That's what's in my toothpaste. That helps fight gum disease. That helps fight bacterial buildup. That helps fight bad breath with regular brushing. So there is simply no toothpaste that I've ever seen anywhere. And I looked at it all. I looked at every ingredient and that has what I have here. So this is the toothpaste of toothpaste. Now, then you need a mouthwash because you can use a mouthwash at times other than after you brush. You should always brush after you eat. And in my mouthwash, I wanted something that would be really killing off the bacteria, that would have a wonderful aftertaste. And then it took me a year to keep working with a formula until I had an aftertaste that went from 5 minutes to 20 minutes to an hour and kept going longer and longer. So when you take this at night before you go to bed, it's really cleaning up your mouth. And when you take this first thing in the morning, and that's what you should do before you eat or drink anything in the morning, you have bacteria, lots of it, built up on your tongue. You should take this mouthwash, gargle it around for about 60 seconds, spit it out, and then take a tongue cleaner and clean your tongue, and you'll see a massive amount of bacteria come off. Then rinse your mouth out with water. Then it's okay to eat or drink. Now, what's in my mouthwash? It's called Oral Pleasure Mouthwash. It's all natural with a cherry mint flavor, delicious smell to your breath. Here's what you get. All right, you're getting the number one ingredient, clove oil with deionized water, glycerin, echinacea, golden seal, aloe, tea tree oil, vitamin C, olive leaf extract, xylitol, potassium, peppermint oil, and natural cherry flavor. That's what you're getting. It's a big size, 16 ounces. And it doesn't take a lot. You take a small amount, swish it around for about 60 seconds, spit it out, tongue cleaner, clean. You should have a pink tongue. No white. That white is yeast candida bacteria. Not good. So between the mouthwash and the toothpaste, people swear by this. Now, as you know, I don't have any salespeople running around. I don't have any marketing program. I don't have any ads. And if you didn't know that I created this 10 years ago, you wouldn't know about it. It's interesting because there are dentists that you go into their office and when you're laying in the chair there and getting your mouth worked on, they say, okay, now wash and spit out. It's the Oral Pleasure mouthwash that they're using. I didn't ask them to. And then Dr. Jay Durek did something interesting. He took a sample of all the common mouthwashes out there, and then he got a sample of the Oral Pleasure, and he measured their antibacterial, their killing power. Mine came out top of the list. I didn't know about this. He actually called me and told me the results of this. And I thought that was kind of neat. Now, Michael G., so we have a mouthwash that everybody should have, and we have a toothpaste that everybody should have. And I'm big on no preservatives, no artificial flavors, no saccharin, and no sugar, and something that no fluoride, something that really does the job. And it does. And so when you wake up in the morning, you shouldn't be waking up with morning breath. But I'm going to add something in. That's $75 for that package by calling WBAI. Okay, now, but there's another thing I'm going to do today. I'm going to give a free $40 DVD free for each person who calls in and orders this package from BAI. This costs BAI nothing. It is my gift to BAI and the listeners, because I want people to have a real education about their mouth. I spent a year writing and producing a documentary, an award-winning documentary. It won two separate awards for best health information documentary in 1 year. And this is all about your mouth. It's about silver fillings and why they're dangerous, why there's no such thing as a safe silver filling. And it's not really silver as a filling. It's mercury. 52% of the total filling is mercury. So I had to find all these dentists and go into their offices, and I had to find professors of dentistry, and I had to find the scientists who would tell me